Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories, we act them out and kids write more.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee Overtree.
And my name's Mindy Thomas from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live. Hey Lee.
Hey Mindy.
How's it going?
It's going great because today is our very first Story Pirates podcast.
We've been talking about this for so long, I can't believe it's actually happening. And so today we're going to play one of our favorite stories from one of the last 3 years of Story Pirates performances on my show.
That's right. And if you don't know what the Story Pirates do, we take stories written by kids, and then we turn them into awesome sketches and songs for the kids who wrote them to see.
I did not know that, Lee Overtree.
You really should know that by now.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I pick the story that we play today?
I guess so.
Okay. So remember a couple of months ago during the summer when you asked our listeners to send in stories about just weird summer camps?
Oh, yeah. We got so many great stories about weird summer camps.
Princess Lifeguard Camp. Oh, and I think there was like Backwards Camp. Well, yeah. There was one that I especially loved, and I love the author's name. So can we do that one?
I think I know which one you're talking about. It's Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
Yes, I can't stop thinking about it, and I want to go there. And I really hope that the author of this story was so inspired by his own words that when he grows up to be a grown-up and invents a real-life Marshmallow Shooter Camp for grown-ups to go to, because I want to sign up.
All right, well, I think you might be a little too old for Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
You're never too old for Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see. So here's what I thought we could do. I would like to read the original story that this author sent in to us.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can play the Story Pirates adaptation of that story for everyone to hear.
And then let's crank call the author.
That's a great idea.
Or just regular call him and ask him what he thought of his story performed.
All right. Okay. Good idea. So here is the original story sent in to us by first grader Christopher DeWeird from Ludington, Michigan. Here's his story, Marshmallow Shooter Camp. My summer camp idea is awesome, and I know weird because my last name is DeWeird. I want to have a marshmallow shooter camp. Marshmallow Shooter Camp is where all the marshmallow shooters would be made. For half the day, all the kids would build marshmallow shooters out of pipes like big Tinker Toys. Then, the other half of the day, it's all the kids' jobs to test them out to make sure they all work right. The way to do this is by having lots and lots and lots of marshmallow shooting games and a big marshmallow fight.
There are games where you try to hit a target with a marshmallow, games where you try to shoot marshmallows into other kids' mouths, and even a game where someone rolls in syrup and then everyone shoots marshmallows at them at once to see how many will stick to them at once. At night, you get to fill your pillowcase with marshmallows. It would be so funny because my pillow would be so lumpy. Every meal would come with a side of marshmallows, except pickles. Ew. It would be the most funnest summer camp ever, times infinity! The end.
I can't believe he knocked pickles and marshmallows. Well, it's like one of my favorite things to eat.
That's disgusting, Mindy.
It is disgusting.
That's why I never come over to your house for lunch, because you always serve the weirdest things.
Marshmallows and pickles.
Gross.
Well, Lee Overtree, should we see now what the story pirates have done with Christopher DeWeird's marshmallow shooter camp story?
Yeah, let's do it. So here it is from first grader Christopher DeWeird, Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
Hey kids, pack your bags because it's time to go to camp.
Boo!
What? I thought you guys love camp.
We do, but most camps are too normal.
Yeah, we want to go to a weird camp.
Did somebody say weird camp?
Huh?
Hey, who are you?
It's me, author, spokesman, and camp founder, Christopher DeWeird.
Christopher DeWeird!
The one and only.
Tell us about this camp.
Is it awesome?
Is it weird?
My summer camp idea is awesome, and I know weird.
Why is that?
Because my last name is DeWeird.
What's this camp called?
It's called Marshmallow Shooter. Camp.
Marshmallow Shooter Camp?
That's right, Marshmallow Shooter Camp, where all the marshmallow shooters would be made.
Wait a second, what's a marshmallow shooter?
Come on, Dad.
What, were you born in the 20th century?
Actually, yes, I was.
A marshmallow shooter shoots marshmallows.
I guess I should have seen that one coming.
That's right, and at Marshmallow Shooter Camp, for half the day, all the kids build marshmallow shooters out of pipes, like Big Tinker toys.
Ooh.
And the other half of the day, it's all the kids' jobs to test them out to make sure that they all work right.
But how? How do they do that?
I'll tell you! The way they do it is by having lots and lots and lots of marshmallow shooting games and a big marshmallow fight.
Yeah!
I knew it!
Can we play them now?
We sure can, or my name isn't Christopher DeWeird!
But your name is Christopher DeWeird!
Then we better get shooting!
Yeah!
Everyone grab one of these marshmallow shooters.
Oh, wow, cool!
Look at this one.
And the first game is where you try to hit the target.
But where's the target?
Dad's the target!
What?
The second game is where you try to shoot marshmallows into other kids' mouths.
Hey, Mr. DeWeird, are there rules about how far away you need to be?
Hey, Sammy!
Huh?
Marshmallows!
Oh! Hey, you shot a marshmallow into my mouth!
I win!
And there's even a game where somebody rolls in syrup, and then everyone shoots marshmallows at them at once to see how many will stick to them at once!
Well, that seems a little silly, because who would actually volunteer to be the person in the syrup? Wait, why is everyone looking at me?
Just calm down, sir.
Say, where did that tub of syrup behind me come from?
Just be cool, Dad.
Hey, why are you all creeping towards me like that?
Come on, Dad, don't make this any harder than it needs to be.
What's going on here? Hey, don't push me in that tub of syrup!
Push!
Oh, man, I'm covered in syrup.
Go get him, kids.
Fire.
Ow, ow, oh, ow. Action sort of hurts. Ow, that's marshmallows. They're all sticking to me.
Wow, marshmallow shooter camp sounds so great, I probably wouldn't want to sleep the whole time.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to miss a second of the marshmallows.
You don't have to.
What?
Explain.
Help me.
Well, at night, you get to fill your pillowcase with marshmallows.
Whoa. It would be so funny because my pillow would be so lumpy.
So lumpy.
And just when you thought there couldn't be any more marshmallows.
I don't think there could be any more marshmallows.
Couldn't there?
Could there?
There could.
Yeah.
Please, no.
At Marshmallow Shooter Camp, every meal comes with a side of marshmallows.
Yeah.
Except pickles.
Ew.
Ew is right.
It would be the most funnest summer camp ever.
Times infinity.
You said it. So come on down today and visit us at Marshmallow Shooter Camp. You'll have the funnest time ever. Or my name isn't Christopher.
Hey, Mr. DeWeird.
Huh?
Marshmallow.
Oh, hey, you shot a marshmallow in my mouth.
I win.
Well, you certainly do.
The end!
So there's Christopher DeWeird's story, Marshmallow Shooter Camp. Now, it's time to meet Christopher himself. Hello, Christopher.
Hi.
How's it going?
Going good.
Christopher, can you tell us, first of all, where you are right now?
Lincoln, Michigan.
How old are you?
I'm 6 years old.
Do you go to first grade?
Yes.
And what do you think about first grade?
It's awesome.
Christopher, I want to ask you a couple questions about your story. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. First question. What was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
they performed it so well, I thought it was a real camp.
You did?
I thought it was real. I wanted to go, but then my mom told me it wasn't real.
So if there was a marshmallow shooter camp, you would go to it?
Yeah.
And what would be your favorite thing to do at that camp?
Do everything that's fun. Everything.
Everything that's fun. I have another question for you. How did you come up with the idea for marshmallow shooter camp?
I like marshmallow shooting.
Where do you shoot them at?
Outside, anywhere. Yeah. In the road, anywhere. On a cherry, on a cherry tree.
What happens when you shoot marshmallows and they fall on the ground?
My dog goes and eats them.
What? You let him eat them?
We let him.
That is amazing. Well, Christopher, thank you so much for writing us a story.
You're welcome.
We're so happy to share it for our very first podcast. Do you realize this is our first podcast?
Yes.
Do you know what a podcast is?
No.
I thought so. Well, it means we're going to share it on the internet with everybody who wants to listen to it. So kids all around the country can listen to your story and be inspired by it and want to write their own story. Anything you want to say to all the listeners at home?
Nah, I just want to enjoy the story.
Thanks, Christopher, and thanks to you for tuning in to the Story Pirates' very first podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, or visit storypirates.org to find out how to bring the Story Pirates to your school or town. Special thanks to Christopher's mother, April, and SiriusXM and Mindy Thomas. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.